Dancing my way to heaven. What a wonderful idea. Dancing my way to heaven. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Dancing my way to heaven. We want to show exquisite joy. We want to show exquisite delight, exquisite joy of passion, of imagination, of realization of who we are. And so we dance. And we dance privately to ourselves. And we dance in very wonderful movements of our body. And we hear the music within ourselves. And we dance to that music. And we sing to that music. And we imagine ourselves in that music flowing harmoniously, beautifully, and wonderfully. We attempt to do things rhythmically. We move our arms in a very rhythmic, beautiful fashion. We move our legs and our feet in a very beautiful, rhythmic fashion. We flow just as though we were a lovely river bouncing along the stream bed, striking rocks and flying high up to the sky and twisting and turning. That's where the ballet got many of its beautiful movements from. But within the soul of each of us is the desire to dance our way into our highest, into our most wonderful area of being, and we call that area heaven. It's a good name for it too. We want to dance our way to heaven. We want to dance our way to heaven and think wonderful thoughts, think beautiful ideas, and just move with our body and let it flow and let it be dramatic and dynamic. We want to take any type of garment we have and use it as a scarf or as a movement also in the flow of the music of our soul. We want to take our fingers and let them titillate up on top of our head and down our shoulders and down our arms and over our body. And if there's anyone else with us, we want to hold their hand. We want to have them swing and flow and dance and go with us in every dynamic, beautiful way. We're always dancing our way to heaven. I love to dance my way to heaven. As a youngster, I danced far more than anyone else knew. I danced in my room because I was always hearing an inner music, an inner beat. I was always being the operatic star. I was always being the beautiful ballet dancer. I was always being that wonderful being. And as I, in my mind, and sometimes physically, and a lot of times physically, danced around my room and put my arms up and put my legs out and just flowed and sort of rolled with the magic of the music within me, I felt so glorious. And as I grew older, I attended dance school with my sister May, and we learned how to do the formal dances of the day, the normal ballroom dances, the dances that were harmonious at that time. And this was in the 40s, and it was a wonderful time, a wonderful learning experience for both of us. And we went to the ballroom, and we danced there. And we didn't always dance together, where there were other people who found us on the floor and said, "Oh, you know how," and they would take us and dance with us. And we had a recreation room in our basement, and we had a phonograph there, and we would dance to that music. And it was glorious. Sometimes my sisters would, who were twins, May and Marie, would dress up in their most beautiful dresses and come down and dance, sometimes with me, sometimes with friends that came in. And we loved to dance. We loved the music. And then when I had the chance to go to my most precious music, the polka, oh, I danced with that. And I could swing and fly and flow. Oh, my, did I go. It was a great experience. I was dancing my way to heaven. I was dancing my way into the hearts of every person that I touched. And he said, "How can you keep it up? How can you continue? You're wearing out all these ladies. How can that be?" Well, I wasn't wearing out anyone. I was just dancing. I was just having the dance that made me feel alive and delightful. I was dancing my way to heaven. And it was a glorious, wonderful adventure. And it continues even today. And then I had the privilege of being the Martha Graham dancers for a short period of time, and I danced with them and learned many beautiful steps from them, many beautiful attitudes. And most of the dancers in the Martha Graham group at that time were black, and they had a rhythm and a music and a dynamic about them that I sought to emulate in every way possible, but I never could. I had to always just be me. And it was a great and a wonderful experience. But dancing is something that we delight in all of our life. I went to Unity School of Christianity, and there we learned to do the barn dances. And we just had a wonderful time. Skip to maloom, my darling Sue. And we danced and danced and flew around the room, changing partners, changing steps, and changing programs. And it was, we were all dancing our way to heaven. We didn't know it by that name perhaps then, but that's what we were doing. And it was a fabulous experience. Today, you can dance your way to heaven if you want, and I know I am. I walk the meditation paths here at the University of Healing and the campus grounds, and I walk 3 miles around this path, and then sometimes crisscrossing, and sometimes I go forward and sometimes backwards, sometimes off into the BLM land where it takes us to the sort of dry waterfall, and it's just wonderful, and Rex is with me and dancing along, just having a great time, and we're dancing our way to heaven. Oh, I love to see Rex dance. Rex is my golden retriever, 2 years old. And when we come into the house, into the monastery from the Hermitage where we live, we come up, about a quarter mile, a little better, to the monastery. And we go up the hills, and by the time we get there, Rex has cleaned himself out thoroughly, and the door is open, and he dashes in with one great bounding leap, going to snuggle and huggle every person in the room. And we had guests the other day, and he leaped up on the sofa and just danced around them and kissed each one of them, to their great surprise. But after they realized how much it meant to him and how much it meant to them, they danced with him and they were happy with him. I like it when young people come and see Rex, and they'll roll with him and play with him, and Rex will be on top of them, and they'll be on top of Rex, and they'll just dance a dance of music that we cannot hear. But it's the music of the dance their way to heaven. Every moment of our life, we're dancing our way to heaven. At least I am. Every moment of my life, I'm dancing my way to heaven. I'm dancing into the rhythm and the magic and the happiness of all that I am. And I just feel so wonderful. I just feel so fantastic, so glorious, because I know that this is who I really am. I really am this magical dance, this rhythm of my body, this rhythm of my soul, this rhythm of my being, and I'm dancing my way into heaven. As I do that, I am experiencing wholeness, I am experiencing abundance, I'm experiencing happiness beyond measure. I'm experiencing everything that my heart could ever delight in, and I'm experiencing it right now, because I'm dancing my way into heaven. And I listen to that inner music, and I follow the rhythm, I follow the beat, I follow the drama, I follow the joy, and I am in love with life. I know each one of you dance to the rhythm of the music within you, sometimes unheard, sometimes unrealized, and you do, because that's what you are. And as you dance to this music within you, I say to you, go for it. Enjoy it and be it, because this is dancing your way into heaven as I dance my way into heaven. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.